Today's Mishnah is our Masechta Shviyas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, and Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. So, the first Mishnah of Perek Vav in Masechta Shviyas discussed the Shalosh Arotzois L'Shviyas. The Iriya Shechziku Oile Bavel, the Iriya Shechziku Oile Mitzrayim, Aval Loi Hechziku Oile Bavel, and then there was the third area, which was Loi Hechziku, not the Oile Bavel, and not the Oile Mitzrayim. The first Mishnah today is going to discuss a land which in some respects had a din of Eretz Yisrael and in other respects did not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. And that was the land of Surya. Now Surya comes up in different places in Shas, most notably in Yeshiva. You learn about Surya in Perek HaMev Yiged, in the first Perek of Masechtas Gittin. Surya was a land that was annexed by David HaMelech and his army, meaning it was technically part of Eretz Yisrael. However, it was considered a quote-unquote kivush yachid. And because it was a kivush yachid, it never really had the status of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what made it a kivush yachid? If it was conquered by a Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, you would think that it should have been part of Eretz Yisrael. Why would it only be a kivush yachid? So it's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi in Masechtas Gittin says, the reason is because David HaMelech, when he conquered Surya, he did it for personal reasons. He didn't do it necessarily l'tzayrich klal Yisrael. He did it for himself. It was done for him, who was a yachid. As a result, it was a kibush yachid. The Rav here says a different shad. He says that the reason it was simply a kibush yachid is because he conquered Surya before he conquered Eretz Yisrael itself. Meaning there were parts of Eretz Yisrael that were still in the hands of the enemy when he went and he took on Surya. The only time a melech can add to Eretz Yisrael is if he has total control of Eretz Yisrael itself. But regardless, so Surya is this quasi-land, which is, in some respects, treated like Eretz Yisrael, in some respects, not treated like Eretz Yisrael. Now, to be clear, in Halacha, Klape Shmaya Galya, it's not Eretz Yisrael. However, because it was a shtickle Eretz Yisrael dig, so therefore Chazal said that in certain respects you have to treat it like Eretz Yisrael. Incidentally, Surya sounds a little bit like Syria, and it really is the north. It's to the north of Eretz Yisrael, and it's around the area where Syria is. So it's not mamish the block of what Syria is today, but it's certainly me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Our mission is going to discuss the laws of Surya as it relates to the laws of Shvias. Does one have to observe Shvias in Surya or not? Midai ra'isa badana. Kibush yachid. It's not considered a kibush. It's not part of Eretz Yisrael. But in the spirit of Chazal treating Surya in many respects like Eretz Yisrael, you could see why we would have a Mishnah Masechta Shviyas somewhere tucked away that deals with the laws of Surya. It's one Mishnah. It's the Mishnah we're about to learn. It's Perik Vav Mishnah Beis in Masechta Shviyas. And on that note, Zok Tehillah Mishnah Oysim B'Tolish B'Surya. The halach is that a person's allowed to do Melachos with Peroi Shviyas that are Tolish in Surya. Avaloi b'mechobar. You're not allowed to do malacha with peiros shvias in Surya in the event that the peiros are mechobar. Now, what does it mean to do malacha with peiros that are mechobar? That's easy. You're working the field. What does it mean to do malacha with peiros that are talush? When are you not allowed to do malacha with peiros shvias when they're talush? So all the mefarshim say, wait until the eighth perek, and there we're going to see different situations where there's a halacha that you can't do things with peiros shvias even after they're talush. So for now, we're going to wait, and what we're going to just accept is that there are times that you were not allowed to be mishtamish in a mundane way with certain types of peiros shvias that are talush. Of course, you can't do when it's mechuber. What's the halacha as it relates to Surya? Oisin betalush besurya avaloi b'mechuber. And then Mishnah gives example. Doshin, you can thresh. V'zoirin, and you can winnow. V'darchin, and you can press. Uma amrin, and you can gather. Peirois, shvias in Surya. Why? Because it's all talush. Avaloi kaitzrim, you can't be kaitz. You can't reap. V'loi baitzrim, that's reaping, and that's harvesting grapes. V'loi moiskin, you can't harvest olives. Why? Because those things are all happening while they're mechobar. So the Mishnah said halacha, then the Mishnah gave an example. And then finally, the Mishnah ends with a klal, with a rule. Klal, Rabbi Akiva put this all together. He said, kol shekayoytze by mutav Eretz Yisrael. Anything that he is allowed to do in Eretz Yisrael, the Rav adds one important word, midai raisa, meaning anything you're allowed to do midai raisa in Eretz Yisrael, oisin raisa b'Surya, you'd be allowed to do in Surya. But anything that you're not allowed to do in Eretz Yisrael, midai raisa, that's what you can't do in Surya. So to be oisa b'talush, which is a question of a derabanon, so that you could do b'Surya. However, b'mechobar, where now you're already getting involved in midai raisa, that's something that you would not be able to do in Surya. So how does Surya interface with the laws of Shvias? The laws that are aser midday raisa in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do in Surya. Things that are muta midday raisa, only aser midday rabbanon, that you can do in Surya. And the Mishnah really encapsulated it by saying, oisim betolush besurya, avaloi b'mechomer. Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah now is going to discuss onions. So onions comes up a lot when you learn Seydisrom. Clearly a big deal once upon a time. Still a shtickle deal, but then a very big deal in Halacha. Hilchas onions is not something that you usually think of as being a langa shulchan aruch. You would think ubay sif echad, but really there's a lot of sifim when it comes to all these different halachas. We learned about the luf in the previous barak, and here we're going to have another halacha that's related simply to bitzolim, related to onions. Now, the metzias that we need for our Mishnah is that sometimes after people had onions that were fully grown, they would stick it in the ground, similar to what we talked about with the luf. Now, when the onions were stuck into the ground, the onions would sometimes grow. The leaves would grow. That's also something we talked a little bit about by the luf. Now, if you take onions, you cut them. You put them in the ground, they grow. There's always a little bit of a chakira of why they grow. It could be they grew because of yinika from the ground itself, or it could be they grew, but not necessarily from the actual ground. There's a big nafkamina. If the growth happens from the ground, then if this would happen during the seventh year, we would look at it as perishvias, and it would be subject to all the limitations and all the helikait of shvias. If, however, it grew, but not because it was being yoinek directly from the ground. So then it's very nice it grew during Shvias, but there's nothing wrong with growing a Shvias. If a person grows on Shvias, he doesn't become awesome Mishum Shvias. It's only if you're yoinek from the Aretz. Now the fact that this thing grew in and of itself wouldn't be a problem, and it's for that reason there's a little bit of a discussion over here with these onions, so we have to know right now. You go to the Rav, he says, did it grow from the ground? Didn't grow from the ground? Is it mutter? Is it aser? So this is what we're talking about in our Mishnah. It rained on top of these betzalim. You had cut these betzalim off in the sixth year. You stuck them in the ground. It's the seventh year right now. And it rained on top of it. And all of a sudden, it's a gavax. So the question is, what happened? If the leaves that grew during the seventh year are schwarze leaves, they're black, asum. Then the halacha is aser, because that's a simin, the fact that they're shchayrim, that it must have came from being yoinik from the aretz. Hayuriku, if however they have a more of a greenish color, hareil mutarin, then the halacha is going to be mutar, because that's a simin that it probably grew from the rain, but not from being yoinik from the aretz. Rab Chanina ben Antigna said, im yecholim li tolish balon shalehem. If these olin that grew are very strong, meaning you can pull, you can yank the onion out of the ground by holding onto the olin, assume the halachas are going to be aser, meaning even if I riku, even if they don't have this dark color, still the halachas, we're going to assume that it came from the aretz. If the leaves are so strong, it must be, didn't just come from rain, it came from yenika from the aretz. Finally, ukeneged kain moitzoi shvius mutarim. A long rav to explain what this means. Says the rav, what would be if you had an onion that grew in the sixth year? Got it. You stuck it back in the ground for the seventh year. It grew a little bit. You took it out, you put it back in the ground, and then the eighth year, it grew a little bit more. So now you have the growth that happened in the sixth year, the growth that happened in the seventh year, the growth that happened in the eighth year. What grew in the sixth year, that's Beseder. Eighth year is Beseder. What grew in the seventh year, that's a little bit problematic. So says the Mishnah, Ukeneged came by Tzoy Shvias. In the same case, in the event that it started in the sixth, seventh, and then eighth, so then the halach is mutar and it's going to be mutar. Because we say the yanika from the sixth and the eighth is going to be mavatal what happened in the seventh, and it's going to be mutar. Now, one item that's a big discussion over here in the Rishonim, the Rav already talks about it, is it sounds a little bit like if something grows during the seventh year, the whole onion becomes aser. Right? You had Betzalim, you were malakid it during the sixth year, you stuck it back in the ground during the seventh year, it grew a little bit. If they're shchayrim, or if they're very, very strong, senenda halacha is asurim. Asurim, says the Rav, doesn't just mean the leaves that grew during the seventh year are asurim. Really what it means is the entire onion is asur. And the question is why? Why would the whole onion be asur? I understand the haysafa, but why everything else? But the oig, you would think that the ikar of the onion is the onion itself. Those extra leaves, if anything, should be batal. So this really gets into the sugya of bitul b'roiv. So there's a fascinating sidebar discussion over here of bitul b'roiv that the Rav and the Rishonim talk about. We're not going to get into that, but again, Mishnah Beis discussed the laws of Surya and Shvias, and Mishnah Gimel discussed just another case related to this eccentric onion What's the halacha if it's really an onion from the 6th year, grew a shtickle from the 7th year, if it was yoinik from the aretz, then not only is it aser, but the little iser is mevatel everything that happened during the 6th year, and the entire onion is going to be aser. If, however, it grew because it wasn't yoinik from the aretz, or it grew because it was yoinik from the aretz, but then it even grew a little bit more in the 8th year, in those cases, it's going to be mutter.